Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're on the line with Assemblyman Angelo Morinello. And Angelo, we continue to follow the developments that have been happening with the Tesla facility in South Buffalo. And I know that's not in your district, but it is a significant state project. And I guess just to get kind of the understanding of some people within Albany, do you worry that the state isn't ultimately going to get any sort of return on the $750 million that was spent to just create that facility?
Well, my first concern is Tesla is claiming that they've hit their hiring quota. But my concern is that, in fact, did they really hit the quota, or did they just hire people, which would be less expensive than the clawback of approximately $41 million to pay back if they don't hit it? That's number one. Number two, what I think it shows is that we have to be more vigilant when we look at funding these gigantic projects, as to what the real potential is. At this point, I really don't know what they're producing there. You know, there's a lot of hyperbole, there's discussions, there's articles, but in actuality, what concerns me is this a folly? Did we waste the money? And if it is, what are we going to do to recoup it?
When you see that transparency or lack of transparency that Tesla has had in Western New York and just what's been happening here, does it make you concerned that in general it's not a reliable business in New York?
Absolutely. And that's the reason that I just said, whether it's hyperbole, we don't know what they're actually doing there. And with the pullout and the potential loss of jobs, it's concerning to me. Because we don't know if the volume is going to be there on Tesla products. They're talking about the cells for batteries, and they're producing batteries. They keep talking about the roof tiles, but in fact, I've not seen any concrete evidence that these roof tiles will work, they are working, or that they're actually being installed. So there is a concern, and the concern is going forward. Do we vet projects that if we're going to assist in a much more sane manner, a much more focused manner, and one that is going to yield results to both the community and to the state?
Does it give you confidence when Empire State Development releases a statement last night saying that they're going to perform the necessary due diligence to verify that they in fact have more than 1,500 jobs in Buffalo?
Well, I'm happy with the statement. It's going to be let's look at what the vetting is going to be. But at least I'm very appreciative they recognize that there is a need to look at this and make a determination. And I would just hope that when they are looking, that they truly look at the employment and not just as a cover to avoid paying $41 million. Because, you know, if you hire, let's say they had to hire 600 people to get to that number, they can ultimately dismiss them if they don't need them, and it may be just for a point in time. So I'm really concerned as to the veracity of what the report is going to show. But I do have confidence that Empire State Development will work this out in a proper manner.
Finally, Angelo, what's, I guess, the vibe that you feel among some of the fellow Albany lawmakers about what's happening in Western New York regarding Tesla? I'm thinking about, say, some lawmakers down in the Albany area or downstate New York. Is there, I guess, a care about what's happening in Buffalo regarding Tesla, or are they not worried about that at all?
There has not been any focus on it. I've not heard any feedback from any members. Everyone's focused on the budget, the deficit, the Medicaid, and, quite frankly, the no bail issue, the bail reform, which really and truly, I think, needs to be looked at and looked at desperately. So the issues that they're being looked at right now and we're faced, criminal justice reform, some of the other issues before us now, are taken away from looking at this particular project in Western New York.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.